gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Well, we know that God is great. Yes, He is. And He's so greatly to be praised. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory. Now, God, we come before you asking that you will have thine own way. Because truly, oh God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. God, speak a word in season for your people on this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for healing. I'm praying for deliverance, oh God. I'm praying that, Lord God, you will meet every need that they have before you, God. Oh, gracious Father, you said that you have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed beg bread. Father God, you also told us to remind you of your word. And God, you also said we have not because we ask not. Now, dear Jesus, we ask that you will meet every need on today. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor, which is due your precious name. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn them to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and the 17th verse. The 2 Corinthians 4 and 17, and I will be reading from the New Living Translation. And it reads as follows, "For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond comparison." For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of His most holy word. And today's topic is the weight of glory. The weight of glory. In 2 Corinthians, Paul addresses the challenges faced by the Corinthians, and he defends his apostolic ministry against accusation and also against opposition. In 2 Corinthians 4, Paul emphasizes the grace and mercy of God, which sustaineth Paul and his fellow laborers during the times of toil and weariness and scorn and danger and the constant exposure to death. You can go back and read 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 10. You can also read 2 Corinthians 11, 23 through 27. You see, their suffering was not in vain. So death is at work in us, but life in you, 2 Corinthians 4 and 12. So what is the meaning of the eternal weight of glory? I'm glad you asked. God has a glory that surpasses the glory of anything else in existence because He is an infinite value and He has so much worth. He is high and lifted up. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. So when we are ascribing glory to God, we are ascribing worth to Him. We are telling others of His value and His unsurpassed worth. This in turn should shape what we do in and for Him. In other words, whatever you do, whatever you say, how you present yourself should represent God and always have the glory of God. When you do something in honor of God and when God uses you, it's not you. You do not get the accolades. You always say, "To God be the glory," because all glory and honor belongs to Him. When suffering produces an eternal weight of glory, you can also read again in 2 Corinthians 4:17 through 18. "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment. It's just only for a moment. It is working for us as a far more exceeding and external weight of glory. So while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Suffering produces, oh, hallelujah, Jesus, an eternal weight of glory. Hallelujah. So what does the weight of glory mean? I'm glad you asked. In the Hebrew word for glory, it is kabod, K-A-B-O-D, kabod, which literally means weight. The glory of God is the weight of all that God is, the fullness of his understanding, virtue, and happiness. And it is the perfect love, power, wisdom, sovereignty, and grace which make him glorious. God's perfect love, power, wisdom, sovereign, and grace makes him glorious. Hallelujah. So how are we changed from glory to glory? People of God, when we behold God's glorious gospel and respond in faith, we will be changed. When you come into the presence of the Lord, and when you just sup with him, and when you allow him to come to you, there's got to be a change. You will not stay the same. Paul says that as we are beholding the glory of the Lord, we are being transformed into the same image, the image of Christ. That's why when you are studying his word, when you are fasting, you are being transformed. There is no way that you will remain the same. There is no way you will come out the same way you went in. If you going in praying and seeking God, you should go in with a spirit of expectation, expecting a change. Come on here, somebody. As we see his glory in the word of God, we become more like him. Somebody better get this. As we see his glory in the word, we become more like him. So how do you live from the greater glory of God? Paul reminds us of the multiple ways we can glorify God. We can glorify him by worshiping him with a pure worship. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and true. Also, we can glorify God by believing in him. We may not see it yet. We may not see the promises, but we believe in him. We believe by faith that they shall come to pass. And we can glorify God by following him. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Number four, we can glorify God by loving people like him. Come on here, somebody. We got to display that agape love. That means I'm going beyond your issues. I'm going beyond your faults. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to love you. I'm going to love you back. You have lost yourself. I'm going to love you back. I'm going to love you just like God loves you. So how can we be taught to love like God love? Oh my God. Get in your word. Ask God, God, teach me how to love your people. Because God knows some people can be hard to love. But if you ask God to teach you, he will do it. Another way we can glorify God is telling our story. We are a testament to others. What we go through is not for our own personal gain as well, but it is also a testament to somebody else. I can't tell you nothing I haven't been through to help you out. Come on here, somebody. Telling our story. Telling about the goodness of Jesus. That's the next one. Spreading the gospel of Jesus. Letting people know Jesus loves you. Just the way you are. You don't have to clean yourself up. You don't have to wait and say, no, I'm not ready. I got to fix myself up. No, come just as you are. Let him do it. He loves you right where you at. Spread the gospel. Another way, walking in purity. God help me. Wash me with his son. Clean me up, God. Make me white as snow. Walking in purity. And last one, giving generously. Whatever God tells you to give, give generously. Give with a grateful heart, without any motive, without any malice, without getting upset because God gave it, told you to give. But if you give it because you just want to give it, that's different. But if you give it, and you really don't want to give it, you upset about giving it, keep it. Because it's not going to produce anything. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory means honor and favor and influence. We like those things, but we don't always realize there's a weight that comes with it. If you're not prepared for it, the favor won't be a blessing. It will be a burden. We have to pass some tests before God will trust us with the weight of glory. The delays, the disappointments, the bad breaks are tests ordered by the Lord. Will you be good to people who are not being good to you? Will you stay in faith when you're overlooked for a promotion or a setback slows your dreams down? These are our opportunities to prove to God that you can handle the weight of glory. When you understand that God uses difficulties to get us prepared, to stretch our faith, to change us, you don't complain when things don't go your way. You will not complain when it don't go your way. You realize it's serving a purpose. When you do the right thing, when the wrong thing is happening, you're getting ready to carry the weight of glory. That's why God doesn't remove everything instantly. People of God, we have to be patient. Let us pray. Father, thank you that the difficulties we face are temporary and they are working in us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Father God, we thank you that your plans for us are for good and greater is coming. Father God, we believe that we're going to make it through and come out better than ever. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Until we meet again, remember, when you're down to nothing, God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineview, Louisiana 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164. Or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5. This is Getting to Know Him with Pastor Elvira Brevelle.